Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about a very common topic that we all face or have faced, tests. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 4. We've all had tests, whether tests at school or performance tests at work, moral tests or even tests in relationships. But most of the time, we do not look forward to these tests. I might go as far as to say we even dread them. We don't have control over when we get tested or how we get tested. We may get tested in the worst of times. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 7 says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.' Then the devil then took him into the holy city and had him stand at the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they shall bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' And Jesus said to him, 'On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" These verses clearly show that even Jesus himself was tested, but he prevailed those tests and so-called passed. We study for our tests at school, and we practice for our tests at work. Do we study as hard or as long for our spiritual test? In the book of 2 Corinthians, in chapter 13, verses 5 through 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 through 7, the Bible states, "Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves, or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test. But I trust that you will realize that we ourselves do not fail the test. Now we pray to God that you do no wrong, not that we ourselves may appear approved, but that you may do what is right, even though we may appear unapproved." Do we not take practice tests at school or go to work every day and practice our profession? We need to test ourselves to see if we have what it takes and to see if we are ready for the devil's tests, which are much harder and come much more often than our tests at school or work. Now, what we all want to run away and hide from are finals. Nobody looks forward to finals, except for the fact that after finals are done, we have summer ahead of us. We all study hard for finals. There will be finals for us at the end of our lives, and whether or not you pass is a much bigger deal than the finals we take in school. Let's turn to a book in the Bible that is not discussed or quoted from very often, Zephaniah. Turn with me to Zephaniah chapter 1, and I will be reading verses 14 through 18. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 through 18 states, "Near is the great day of the Lord, near and coming very quickly. Listen, the day of the Lord. A day of wrath is that day, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and the high corner towers. I will bring distress on men, so that they will walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood will be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them on the day of the Lord's wrath. And all the earth will be devoured by fire. For he will make a complete end, indeed a terrifying one, of all the inhabitants on the earth." This sounds much worse than the finals we take at school, and the punishment we may receive is far more severe than the punishment we may take from getting a bad grade. We need to study the only thing that will help us pass this final, the Bible. This is simply the only way that we can pass the test, or in other terms, be right in God's eyes and go to heaven. As I talked about earlier, the one thing people look forward to during finals is what comes afterward, summer. There will be a summer for us after our spiritual finals. This summer is called heaven. I will leave you with one last verse, Acts 7 and verse 55. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. We all should much rather want the reward to see and be with the glory of God than to fail. So if you have not had the chance to make your life right with God and accept his reward, come forward as we stand and sing.